On this episode of The Playbook, I have Marie Forleo, life coach, motivational speaker, author, and the host of Marie TV. And we're going to talk about these uncertain times and the unique opportunities for business and how keeping promises helps in keeping our client base. Join me for all of this and more on The Playbook.
This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host, David Meltzer.
This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs The Playbook, and I have an incredible talent, an incredible wise talent, Maria Forleo. She is an author, speaker, life coach, Web TV, host of Marie TV. Most of you probably know her already. If you're one of the other people that don't, you are about to learn some lessons in life. Marie, welcome to The Playbook.
Oh, thank you so much, David. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
My favorite part about doing The Playbook from my closet is to see everyone else's backgrounds. Where are you right now?
So right now I'm in Los Angeles and I'm in my kitchen, which is a favorite place for me to be. I love food. I love to cook. And it's also just got great light. So that's why
you just
I'm
had
here.
A guest walk by, which is awesome. Your dog's watching from,
it's like
the corner. It's so cool. It's like New York City, you know, when the people look in.
Yes. No, he's like, what is she doing? And can I be there with her?
Well, anyway, you know, obviously we're in compressed times of uncertainty and change, and you really help people develop all types of different skills. And one of the things that I'm focused on helping people with is if you're not focused on developing skills right now, you're making a huge mistake. Things are going to be different. You know, I'm not looking forward to a new normal at all. I'm not looking for any normal at all. I'm looking for expanding, growing, accelerating from the lessons that I'm learning right now. And I just got off, I told you, with Deepak Chopra. So my mind's like, oh my gosh, I'm focusing in on the wrong things. He's talking about existence, potential, time.
Consciousness.
Yeah,
absolutely. He's amazing. I love Deepak.
So, and I figured you did, but where is your focus right now in this time in the lessons that you're learning?
So for me, I have an active group of customers / clients. So thousands and thousands of small business owners in something that we have called B-School. So myself and my team are very, very committed to delivering our best for those folks. They came into the program. It was right before COVID kind of exploded and changed our world like that. So we have a lot of promises to keep. We're also shifting, just like you, you know, we have a weekly show we've been doing for a decade, and we typically shoot at our studio in Manhattan. And obviously that's not happening right now. So we're actually devoting a lot of resources, and it's an awesome opportunity. We're changing things up. We're trying new things that we've thought about for a while, but now we are doing in terms of the Marie Forleo podcast and our show. And so there is so much inventiveness and ingenuity and experimentation that's happening right now from within our company. And then we're actually getting ready for another program that we're doing, which is all around writing for small business owners. And so there's a lot of preparation to be done for that. So my life isn't that different besides not being able to go out and, of course, hang out with people or get on planes or travel. But a lot of the core work that we do all the time, content creation, serving and being with our community, I created something called Self-Care Saturdays that we're doing on Instagram Live just to have fun with people, take them through workouts. You know, I have a fitness background. I used to be a Nike Elite athlete and master trainer. And so there's a lot of that that's coming back into the forefront and giving people some tools they need to stay strong mentally and emotionally. So there's a lot happening right now, and it's all really exciting. And the lessons for me, I agree with you wholeheartedly. We don't want to go back to where we came from. This is such an incredible opportunity to build better and smarter and stronger, and to really address some of the challenges that are happening in our world on a societal basis, the inequities that we're noticing, and the magnifying glass is becoming on them. And then as entrepreneurs, our ability to be more nimble, right? And to connect on a deeper level from our heart, and to figure out how do we both sell and serve at an even higher level. So for me, there's a lot of great lessons coming out of this time.
I love the sell and serve. That's a indicative of my entire life, that people don't always get how to make room for what you want. And one of the things I can tell while you're sitting there in the kitchen is you're explaining all the different programs and value and service that you're bringing. And two, I think the biggest audience that needs the most help, and you know, my focus with entrepreneurs and small business owners, I've seen so many more questions and so much more need within the context of who we help than ever. But looking over what you're doing, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's experienced what I am, a tenfold of activity.
Yes.
You know, part of what I wanted out of this pause was to take a pause. And besides being able to eat dinner with, I have teenage daughters who want nothing to do with me because they have taste, class, and sense, and they go to college. And I don't mind. I make them commit. Before this all happened, my daughters, I asked for 5 minutes, but they committed to 2 minutes a day. I'm a big 2 minutes a day is worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And so they all have committed, and I pay for college, but they have to be in contact with me for 2 minutes a day.
Yeah.
So now they have to have dinner, and they're messing with me because they're like, well, Dad, 2 minutes is up. Can I leave the table? I'm like, nah. Give me this because it will never happen again that we'll all be together. But beyond that, I'm very focused on building a brand and telling a story and the communication, this writing of small businesses. And I've been blessed to start this for myself. As a traditional brand person from running Lee Steinberg and having a big sports agency, I've built big traditional brands from MetRex and big companies. But now I've learned through the last 3 years to build, you know, the guy behind the scenes, build my own brand. There's no better time than now to do this storytelling and to learn small business writing and to communicate. And I call it finding your frequency. What are some of these tips that you're teaching right now that can help these small business owners or even individual entrepreneurs or individual brands? I think they're all within the same genre.
Yeah. Well, one of the first things that we always have to do, I think, when we're imagining our communication, our writing, and whether this is a sales letter, it's an email broadcast, it's a social update, it's any type of ad that you're going to create, whether that's on social media or on television, is you want to get rooted in who is your ideal customer, but not just from a surface level. We want to go under the surface and connect with the heart and the emotion. So you start by imagining one individual. If you've had an ideal client, if there's a story that's come through, if there's a certain type of person that you love to work with and you say to yourself, my goodness, if I could have 100 of those or 1,000 of that person, my business would be a joy. So you think about that one individual, single person, and then you get down into the details. What is that individual's fears and frustrations and their dreams and their aspirations right now? What are the conversations that they're having with themselves at the dinner table with their loved ones or their spouses? Or what's keeping them up at night? What are they saying to themselves when no one else is listening? And if you can write that down, articulate it, have the empathy, I think empathy is one of the most underrated business skills there is. And write from that place, speak directly into their fears and frustrations, don't hold back at all, and then also speak to their dreams and aspirations. That's where great messaging comes from. You put things in the context of what's happening right now. If someone's not able to say yes to your offer, you know, David, I did a podcast like a week or two ago. It's the Marie Forleo podcast, but it was 5 specific ways to market and sell with heart and integrity at this time. And I think it's also a tremendous opportunity for us to step up as entrepreneurs and be even more generous and more creative. So for example, you know, I was taking a look, there's this incredible DJ, his name is DJ D-Nice, and he's doing these quarantine parties on Instagram, and he had this limited edition hoodie. And the limited edition hoodie, just one of them, right? But it's like 50% of the profits were going to a particular fund that's helping first responders. It's like, this is an amazing opportunity to both promote your products and services and do good in the world. And there's just so many different ways that we can slice that up, but that becomes then a part of your messaging, where if you're marketing and you're selling and you're communicating to your audience about an offer you have, can you also, and this isn't just for surface, this isn't just to look good. This is like, hey, what resources do you have available, or how can we create resources to help each other? You know, as small business owners, you know this, so many brick and mortar business owners right now aren't able to do business. And there was another great story about a small coffee shop and a fashion retailer up in Marin County in California. And they were able to safely do curbside business, just how things were. They could serve their coffee. They could also sell little goods and services with a line. But a lot of their fellow business owners could not. So what did they do? They said, you know what? Every single day of the week, we're going to sell and we're going to have our tip jar. And I know this isn't much, but it's the spirit that counts. And every time they got tips, they were going to devote each day of the week to a different business owner on their block who couldn't stay open at a time like this. So I think there's just so much opportunity for us to step up as business owners to both, again, keep our businesses thriving, but then to also make a big difference in the world for those who are hurting right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. I tell all the small business owners and entrepreneurs, you're nothing but a lemon. And what happens when a lemon squeezes, right? Lemon juice comes out. So let's identify the stuff inside of us that we like, and then the stuff that we don't like, and let's focus on the stuff that we like. What a perfect opportunity. It's interesting because I was talking to Russell Brunson, who's like the king of web funnels. Mm-hmm. And you and I fall more in the same genre of being able to create brands, communicate what I say, a strong signal, figure out your spectrum, and then a clear message. Mm-hmm. One that's with integrity, like you said, as well as compassion, empathy, accountability, these true feelings of our values. And as we take inventory of our personal experiential giving and receiving values, it's important to know that we have an opportunity to tell small business owners that your block just got a lot bigger. You know, so many of these small business owners have been around and they're, you know, they're going through their businesses like this. And this is an opportunity to say, hold on, I have a guy that Cal Barbecue in Spring Valley, California, and opened up his brisket, you know, to the world for Passover, right? It's not even kosher brisket, but people serve that stuff during Passover. And he was sold out so quickly. And then, you know, he started the curbside alcohol thing. And then for Easter, he's lowered his cost. He sold out in 4 hours all these great things, because I got him to kind of open up and tell a story. So in that context, I think people have to realize how big their swimming pool is now.
Yes.
And what you're saying and your specialty is so beautiful. Is I always say, if you know where to go swimming at, you got to be able to tell the best story to get people over to your pool. Yeah. You know, it's like when you're in a neighborhood and I grew up poor, but kids have pools and they invite each other over. They all want them to come to their pool. Well, it's the story that you tell and the authenticity, the illumination. I talk about vulnerability. I'm known to be a crybaby, and people will always say, oh my gosh, you're so courageous to cry about your mom, how much she means to you, and you went bankrupt. And I'm like, wait a second. Like, the truth is invulnerable, because once you let the truth out, you become invulnerable. I want all these small business owners, if you could kind of tell your story about invulnerability and illumination, so that they can feel comfortable that not everything's easy, and that, you know, the 1% when it gets tough that hang on, and then the 1% of the 1% when it gets tougher that hang on are in the margins of millionaires.
Yes. And, you know, I think there's also something in telling stories of your own clients, like you just did, like I was just sharing about different examples. And a lot of business owners don't necessarily think to do that, to think of their ideal client, or perhaps a note they've received or an email they received or a comment on social media about how that particular business, like I'm sure your friend who is selling his brisket, right? I bet you there's one or two families who said, wow, we didn't know how we're going to be able to create some semblance of a table to celebrate our holiday, but here you were, and this is the difference it made to our family. It's like you can resurface that and tell the stories of your customers as the connection point. And stories are how we best learn. And so I think there's all these wonderful opportunities right now for great messaging. You know, I wrote this book called Everything is Figure Outable. And I really, truly believe that. And now is the time for us to lean on that philosophy, this notion that no matter what challenge is ahead of us, if we care enough about it, we will find a way or make a way to figure it out.
You're so wonderful. I could hire you all day long. Not what I do. Like, you're such a natural, so wonderful. But you know, one of the gifts that you have too is people buy on emotion, yes, for logical reasons. And you have such great clarity on where the emotion, the energy in motion lies within the context of the pragmatic business or the story. And even through the short time that we've known each other, I've got goose pimples 3 times from the stories that you tell, which is to me a sign of somebody that sells with service, that is, you know, in that vibration or frequency. What are some of the routine practices that you have? And I call them practices because we're both getting better at what we do.
Of course.
What are some of those practices that, you know, you might be able to share with us that could help everybody, not just small business owners, but everybody accelerate and learn through this period?
Yeah. So for me, I keep asking the question, what are the lessons that I don't want to forget from this time? What are the lessons that I don't want to forget from this time? And so I ask myself that question in the morning. My partner, Josh, we've been together for 17 years. We talk about it at night or sometimes in the morning and having coffee. I have a journal right over there that I keep asking myself this question, David, and I keep answering it anew. So sometimes I will find lessons that have to relate to my personal relationship or even the fact that I really love the notion, like, I'm used to being on planes, I'm used to going all over the place, and now obviously none of us can. And I enjoy being home, and I didn't realize how much. I'm like, wow, I need to give myself permission to just slow down even more. There is I'm from New York, and we have New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Politics aside, leave all of that aside. He had this great story that he was telling about his own lessons, his personal failings, where he was so busy. He didn't make time for his kids. He wasn't making time for his mom. And like something that became so clear to him was how wrong he's been with being so busy. And I find myself having a similar realization. You know, the calendar gets so filled up. And so this practice of asking yourself repeatedly, what are the lessons I don't want to forget from this time? You know, our brains are wired to answer questions. And when you ask them a really smart question like that, you're going to get really smart answers. So that's one of the practices. Another practice for me that's really been helping me at this time, again, I'm usually a girl who loves to go to the gym. I love working out. I love taking all kinds of classes. When I'm here in Los Angeles, we have Gold's Gym, which is dirty and grimy and smelly, and I love it. It's amazing. It's super old school. That's me. And then I also sometimes go to Equinox because they have amazing instructors that do particular classes that I really appreciate. And so now, obviously, not going to either one of those. And I'm finding all of these new workouts on YouTube and all of these new instructors. And sometimes the workouts are 15 or 20 minutes. So I'm learning that sometimes I overdo it in the pre-COVID world. Like, oh, I go out of my way. And don't get me wrong, I love my gyms. They're awesome. But I was underestimating what a great workout I could get for free on YouTube. I think another lesson for me, I have very high standards for myself. Right. And that's a beautiful thing in one respect. And in another respect, I can be my own worst critic and I can make things take a really long time and I can be hard on myself. And another lesson from this time is I don't need to do that anymore. How much fun I'm having just doing stuff and putting it out there and throwing it up and just going, oh, I'm going to do this right now. I don't need my team to create anything. I don't need anyone to do anything. I'm just going to do this because it sounds like fun. It's from my heart. And I think it's going to make a difference to others. That's how I started, David, you know, back when I was 23 and I've been doing this for 20 years. And I feel like there's almost this reconnection to a scrappiness that I forgot how much I enjoyed it.
Oh my gosh. Listening to you, I know how similar we are. I could have repeated that. And then for me, I'm going to have to go back and watch and give it to others to watch again and again, because I have this saying about life is just about lessons. Yeah. And the lessons keep on coming until we learn them. Yeah. They result in pain if we haven't learned. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, whatever pain is the indicator that, hey, buddy, you have a lesson to learn.
Yes.
My favorite part of it is the two last lessons of lessons. And the first is applicable to what you just told me, which is you will forget every lesson that you've ever learned at one time or another. So I teach gratitude, empathy, accountability, and inspiration. And every day, someone who has dedicated a life to a mission of empowering over a billion people to be happy, I forget to be happy sometimes during the day. I forget gratitude. And so I love that you journal to remember. And then which applies to my last lesson of lessons, which is you will forget every lesson that you ever learn at one time or another, but you have the power to remember every lesson that you've ever learned. You have the ability to access every lesson you've ever learned, including ones you haven't learned yet. Mm-hmm. And so applicable to your journey and your journal. And I am so grateful that we finally got to meet. And When you got on, I get so many people in my life, you probably have the same problem. You looked so familiar, and I don't know, it was from airplanes, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, wherever it was from.
Yeah.
But now I know it's from past lives, because absolutely our souls are connected. You are just an amazing person. Everyone check out the book, the TV, the podcast, whatever you are involved with, Marie. For Leo or Leo, either way, right?
They're both great. They're both great. Thank you so much. Great,
and you are amazing. Thank you for joining me. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs The Playbook. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.